Boston, West Virginia. WCHS again presents a program for the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County Schools, presented by this station in cooperation with the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County Board of Education. These are heard in classrooms of the county schools where first, second, and third graders draw their impressions of today's music. Scripts are written by members of the league. Today's script is entitled The Farm and was revised by Caroline Edmonds. And now, here is your narrator, Ned Scaff.
Hello, boys and girls. Say, do you know where your food comes from? Your bread and butter, your beans and lettuce, even your eggs and milk and lamb chops? Where do they all come from? What? Did somebody say farm? That's right. And that's where Musical Pictures is taking you today, to visit a farm. Maybe you've seen a real farm. Maybe you even live on one. And maybe you've just seen pictures of a farm. Pictures of the big barns and all the farm animals and the big piles of hay in the fields. Well, today, you're going to hear pictures of a farm. You'll hear a pretty little brook as it flows through the farmer's meadow. You'll hear bees buzzing in the clover. You'll hear some little baby chicks still in their shells. And guess what they'll be doing? No, no, you'll never guess it. Dancing. Dancing a ballet. I'll bet you never heard that before. And then you'll hear a song with the farmer singing as he stands and looks out over his farm and tells us how beautiful it all is and how good it makes him feel. And here we are now. Here's our farm. We'll drive right through this gate in the barbed wire fence and down the farmer's road. Right in front of us is the big white farmhouse. And of course, you know what that is. Yes, that's where the farmer lives with his family. Behind the house, see it? It's the big red barn. Well, of course you see it. You can't miss that. It's even bigger than the house. And it has to be big. That's where the cows and horses have their stalls. That's where the farmer keeps his great mounds of hay for the animals to eat in winter. That's where he keeps his plows and harrows and all the other tools a man needs to run a farm. Let's get out and walk around. Near the barn is the little white chicken house. And over there, over there, there's the pig pen. Just look at all that mud. Ugh. But the pigs love it that way. And who knows why the pig pen is all fenced in? Yes, to keep those hungry pigs out of the vegetable garden. Now, there's another little house down there in the meadow. You see it? What can that be? Well, I'll have to tell you that one. You'll never guess it. It's the spring house. No, I didn't say string. I said spring. A spring is where cold, cold water rises up out of the ground. And this spring house is built right over a brook. In fact, the brook seems to run right through the spring house. Now, who can tell me why that is? Well, the brook keeps the spring house cool, even on the hottest days you ever felt. And that's where the farmer keeps milk and eggs and cheese and butter, anything that would spoil in a warmer place. It's like a giant outdoor refrigerator. Let's watch this little brook for a while. How gay and pretty it is. See, boys and girls, here it runs fast, and over there so slowly. Here it tumbles over the stones and around the trunks of trees. And over there it winds quietly through the sunny meadow. Hear the gurgling noise it makes? Put your fingers in it. Uh-oh, watch out, don't fall in. Oh, it's so cold. Good to drink on a hot day and fun to wade in. Here's some music about this little brook as it winds its gentle way through the farmer's fields. Let's listen and see if we can hear the splashing and gurgling and see the water sparkling in the sunlight. ¶¶ And now, boys and girls, let's walk up this path from the spring house to the barn. What are all those little purple flowers? I see them everywhere in this meadow. Oh, clover, of course. And what is that noise? Buzz, buzz, buzz. Bees. There must be 1,000 bees in this meadow. But don't worry, they won't bother us. They're too busy with the clover. So let's just keep walking. And as we walk, we'll listen to those bees buzz. We've walked almost up to the barn. What? Chickens? Oh, I almost forgot. Well, here is the chicken house, and we really must step in for just a minute. Dark, isn't it? After that hot, bright sun outdoors. Hear the hens cluck softly at us? They're all sitting on their nests. Of course, we mustn't disturb them, but if we could peek under them, I'll bet we'd find every one of those hens sitting on 4 or 5 eggs, and in every egg, a chick. You know, we're going to hear some music now about those chicks. It's a dance that those fuzzy little chicks do inside their shells. You can hear them cheeping and perping and bouncing around and pecking at their shells. You can see them standing on their horny little toes, prancing about. Let's listen to the ballet of the unhatched chicks. Thank you. now, boys and girls, we're going into the barn. And what a wonderful place it is. Warm and smelling of hay and animals and earth. And it's so quiet. There's not a sound, except the soft cooing of the pigeons way up under the roof. And great mountains of hay rise up on both sides of the door, so high you can hardly see the top in the dim light. In the corners stand the wagons and plows and reapers, and on the walls hang the harnesses. Now, children, turn back to the door, and let's look out over the farm just one more time. The fields stretch way away as far as we can see, with neat fences running between them. This field nearest us is a pasture. See, there are the cows, all crowded together in the shade of the great spreading tree. The other fields are green and golden and brown. They're planted with corn and wheat and rye. And way off in the very last field, you can see the farmer on his tractor. I wish that farmer were standing right here beside us, don't you? I wish he could tell us just what he sees and just how good it all makes him feel on this beautiful morning.
There's a bright gold in the haze on the meadow. There's a bright gold in the haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up through the sky.
This has been a program for the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County Schools, presented by WCHS in cooperation with the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County Board of Education. These are heard in the classrooms of the county schools, where first, second, and third graders draw their impressions of today's music. Scripts are written by members of the league, and today's script was entitled The Farm, revised by Caroline Edmonds.